All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Wow. Woo! That lead off. All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Ozzy, for that fantastic introduction. You know, I've often thought about that day back in 1996 when you drafted me instead of Lawrence Phillips. You know what, buddy? I think that worked out well for everybody. No, but I'm very grateful to you and happy to have been in Baltimore with you for all these years. I'd like to thank the selection committee, in particular Baltimore selector Scott Garceau. You guys have a difficult job. Every year it seems like the job just gets tougher and tougher. I'm just thankful to be here along with these other gentlemen. Larry, Chris, Warren, Bill, Curly, Dave. What a tremendous new class. To be up here with these luminary legends of the game, to be inducted into the Hall of Fame with these guys is just unbelievable. You know, as I thought about what I wanted to say to you today, one of the first things that I realized is that I've never really thought that my story was that interesting. I mean, I had great parents, went to great schools, and had great friends. So I thought I'd just tell you a little bit about myself and what makes me me and what I think made me a Hall of Famer. As I examine my career, I look back and I kind of say, this is where it was supposed to end for me, but not because of arrogance or cockiness, but it's because I was taught lessons. Yes, I was blessed with tremendous God-given talent, yes, but you know, talent isn't enough. A lot of people have talent, but they don't always live up to it. For me, it's always been about trying to maximize every little bit you have. It's about trying to give it your all. If you strive for perfection, maybe, just maybe, you can become great. And you don't just develop these habits naturally. These habits are instilled in you by people. Please allow me to take a few minutes to salute these people. Without these individuals and the things they've taught me, I would not be here today. The first two people I'd like to acknowledge are my grandmother, Margie Sneed, and my father, Cheryl Phillip Ogden, both of whom have passed away in recent years. Yeah. My grandmother was a very, very sweet woman. She would always tell me, Jonathan, you are special. S-P-E-C-I-A-L. She would always spell it out for me. It was probably one of the first words I knew how to spell as a kid. And I didn't always know what she meant, but now I do, and Granny, I want to say thank you. Thank you. My father, or I'm not going to cry here. My father, Cheryl Phillip Ogden, was absolutely the most influential person in my life. He was the guy I wanted to be like. He was the guy that I wanted to make proud. He's the absolute biggest influence on my life as far as the way I try to be a man and the way I try to raise my son, and the primary reason why I decided to play football. I wish he could be here today. I know he's looking down on this and he's proud of me. He really was a special person, and I miss him. Thank you, Dad. My mother, Cassandra Ogden, is here today. Let's start by saying, Mom, I love you tremendously and appreciate everything you've done for me. No matter what the situation, you were always there for me. There was never a football game that I didn't see and or hear you screaming in the stands. And I want to thank you so much for the emphasis that you and Dad placed on education and your decision to send me to St. Albans School. That was a great place for me. I got a great education, learned to think for myself, and it's also where my football career really began. At St. Albans, I had a lot of great teachers, friends, and coaches. But two I really want to take a second to mention are my head coach, Dick Allenson, and my line coach, David Moeller. Coach Allenson was your prototypical high school coach. He would yell at you, he'd come over there and kick you in the butt, and then after that, he'd come pat you on the shoulder. A fiery guy could always find a way to motivate us. He instilled in me the necessary passion and desire it took to play the game. I want to thank him for that now. Now, my line coach, David Moeller, if you ask him, he'll tell you he taught me everything I know. Well, you know what? While it wasn't everything, you definitely laid a foundation that was so strong that everything else I learned afterward was just adding on to what you taught me. You instilled in me the importance of great technique. As my career progressed, I never had to unlearn any bad habits because of what you taught me, and I thank you for that. And to the rest of my teammates and friends from St. Albans, many of you who I've seen out here, you guys have always been great, and I love you guys as well. Now, when it comes to UCLA, first I want to thank all my teammates, many of whom who I see out there in the audience made the trip here today. I wouldn't trade my time in Westwood with you guys for anything. I also want to thank a few administrators there, Frank Stevens, Mark Dellens, and your respective staffs. You guys really helped make my life at UCLA very special. And to all my line coaches, yes, in 4 years I had four coaches at UCLA on the line, Ed Kazarian, Bob Pausick, Don Riley, Mike Sherman. You each brought something special to the table, gave me things to think about, and taught me how to approach my craft and make it my own. Thank you all. And you saw it on the screen. A lot of you didn't know probably until you saw it, but I was an NCAA indoor champion in the shot put as a senior. And my throws coach, Art Venegas, was also a huge influence in my life. He's the man who taught me how to not make excuses and to just go out there and get the job done. As a freshman, he almost kicked me off the team because he felt I didn't care enough. I had to go out there and prove to him that I wanted it badly, and I thank you for that, Art. But the coach at UCLA I'd like to especially thank is Terry Donahue. Coach Donahue could not be here today, but he had a great saying that every Bruin who played under him knows. In football, as in life, when things are going good, they're not really going that good. And when they're going bad, they're not really going that bad. I've always thought that was a great motto about how to approach the game, recognizing the importance of putting things into perspective and maintaining an even keel. And that was always the way to perform at your best. So thank you, Coach Donahue. The next person I would like to thank is Marvin Demoff. Marvin is one of the finest agents out there. He gave me guidance when I considered turning pro after my junior year. Instead of focusing on trying to get me as a client, he gave me the advice to go back to school, play out my senior year, and then I'd make up the money and then more. And that was the way I was leaning in my mind, but I always respected and appreciated you for telling me that, and I want to thank him for that and everything else he's done for me over the years. Thank you, Marvin. All right, on to Baltimore. My goodness, where do I begin? Okay. First and foremost, I'm going to thank Mr. Art Modell. Without a doubt, one of the most generous and kindest individuals that I have ever met. I really wish he could be here with me today. Someone once said to me, if you can't tell the history of the game of football without mentioning this person, then they are without a doubt a Hall of Famer. Well, there is no way that you can tell the history of pro football without mentioning Art Modell, so hopefully one day we can get him here because of what he has meant to the league has been tremendous.